Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is South Coast, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Coast organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCAR server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8, Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in. Information regarding your HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for this digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session actually is Gary, KC2RMO. His location is Syracuse, New York. It's probably in the 20s or maybe even lower. My name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. I'm merely opening the session up this evening. My location is Vero Beach, Florida, where we started off this morning with a lot of storms, but it brightened up during the day. My temperature is currently 72 degrees. We had a high of 78. Low tonight of about 63, but I understand there's possibly storms in the area as well. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled. If so, please come aboard. Hearing no emergency traffic, and that's always a great thing. But I'm going to ask another question, see if we have any birthday stations out there celebrating your birthday, maybe last week or this upcoming week. They'd like to be the first to come aboard this evening. So if you're having that special day, I ask you to come aboard. Okay? This means no one's getting any older. We have no birthdays in the future out there. So this is South Coast VOIP Global Family Hour. The intent of this net is to encourage members, their families, and their friends worldwide to enter into an informal social net highlighting third-party traffic through the member station. Our program for this Saturday evening, like I stated, is about Black Friday. It's also called Buy Nothing Day. So we hope that you'll come aboard with and share some stories with us if you went out shopping or maybe you just stayed home. I do want to let everyone know that I do normally record these sessions in case we want to put them on our website as a podcast. So if you've been part of the recording tonight, you most definitely will be part of that recording. I'm not going to go through any announcements until maybe it gets a little slower. So, Gary, I'm going to throw it your direction, a KC2RMO, for you to take the reins and begin the session this evening. And thanks for being our NCS this evening, and hopefully that tooth is getting much better. KC2RMO, it's all yours.
Hey, thanks, Kathy. Well, I thought it was. And all of a sudden, it just kind of decided it was going to get a little more active. So we'll just see how it goes. I'm just making a little tweak on the on my output right now. It seems like it's a little hot. So if I sound hot, let me know. But hello there, everybody, and this is South Cars. We hope your Thanksgiving was special and you had a lot of fun with family and friends. It is 29 degrees right now in Syracuse, and we've got a kind of a cloudy sky out there. In addition to, I see right here that it's coming through a little bit hot, so I'm going to just drop that down. And how are we looking now? See if hopefully that'll be a little bit better. I dropped that right down, so let's see how that goes. We had cloudy skies today. It was pretty much in the 20s, and just kind of hanging in there. You know, one of those days. This is the warmest it's been here in Syracuse in 3 days, and we're talking about Black Friday tonight. And boy, what a Black Friday it was! I don't know if you had heard it or not, but there were fights breaking out in a couple of Walmart locations. It's all over the internet. I've seen their cell phone videos that people have taken, And it's really, you know, kind of a ugly situation out there. So so you don't know. Let me just buy a nickel for a minute here. I don't know if it's just confined to Walmarts or any other stores, but there's kind of taking your life in your hands just to get a TV deal going on out there. And I can remember Black Friday. I mean, that's how it got its name. Black Friday was always a bad name and a bad day for retailers, but it kind of looks like things are getting out of hand, and we'll talk about that in a little bit too. But right now, I would love to hear from some check-ins and see if anybody has been out there. Have you been brave enough to do it? I'll tell you something. I'm a big chicken. I did all my Black Friday specials. You know how they had the pre-Black Friday specials. I did all my shopping online. And really, for my end, I'd say 95% of what I've done, I'm about 95% complete on what I need to do. And that was all done online. I'm not even thinking about going out there for anything more than maybe an hour or so. You know, just dash in and dash out at the safest location possible. I'm not that brave. So I want to hear from anybody who maybe did brave it. Brave those crowds? Did you gird your loins and wade in there? I mean, what the heck? Let's hear from you right now. We're taking check-ins on the Global Family Hour. I'm KC2RMO, and this is South Cars.
Yeah, I didn't see any audio on Jack. Six Victor is number two, sir.
All right, looks like we're getting underway with JAK. Jack, try again. I guess we saw you come in there, but there was no audio. So give it a shot and come on aboard.
He disconnected, Gary.
Yeah, I saw him go into the ether. So maybe he'll be back. Gordon, hello there. Hello there, sir, and good evening to you. Were you out and about and braving the Black Friday crowds?
No, sir, not me. I stayed home where it was safe. Thanks, Gary. Good evening. Gordon here, KY6V. 64 degrees currently, going down to about 57, no rain. Humidity 94%. And we've got some gentle winds at about 5-10 miles an hour, so we're doing great. You know, I loved your comment, Gary, about dancing in and out like Fred Astaire. You didn't say that. Good luck on the tooth department, sir. I want to tell you a quick story. My father had grown up under the old school, I guess. And when I was a young kid and I had a tooth problem and it had to be pulled, he'd tie a string around the tooth. And then he'd tie the end of the other end of the string onto a doorknob on the door. And, of course, the door was open. And he'd say, "You're ready?" And I said, "Probably not." And he'd slam the door. And the tooth would come out. So, good luck to you. Now, on Black Friday, let me say this about that. Let me buy a nickel. You know, I've never been a follower of that, but I almost got hooked this time around. My particular cell server was selling some telephones, Androids, I might add, at one hellacious price. And boy, was I tempted. However, I sat back and said, "Now, you think about this, Gordon. There were a couple of things that bothered me. They were only offering 3G devices, not capable of 4G. Everything else was there, with the exception of I wanted a pull-out keyboard on the cell phone, and this one had a screen display where you had to punch on the screen." I said, "Well, I think I'll wait." So I still have my money in my pocket. Gary, KY6V, back to net.
Well, I'll tell you something. I think that's usually the best way to do it. Because I'll tell you something, I have not seen anything that these guys have been advertising that's going to make me get my carcass out of the house and go into that store. I'm sorry. There's nothing there that's reeling me in anyway. You know, the stuff that is on sale, it's like you say, you know, they've got 3G phones and they make it look like it's a great price, but it's not really a good price, you know. There's a lot of chicanery going on with these guys. I expect we'll be seeing some more as we go down the line too. So I'm very, very skeptical about the quality of or the integrity, I guess I should say, of the Black Friday ads. They're just they ain't what they're really saying, you know. But thank you, sir, for checking in. It looks like Jack is back. So let's check in with J.A.K. Come on aboard, Jack.
All right. Well, good evening, Gary, and good evening, South Carolina. Mr. Gordon, glad you didn't get out and get into the mess of everything. K4JAK here. Now, I did make it out Thursday morning, midnight, 5 o'clock in the morning. I think it was Friday morning, but that's not a problem. I'm usually up at that time anyway. But got my Bass Pro Shop flyer, and we had a new one that just opened here a couple exits up on 95 in Port St. Lucie. So I did the Bass Pro Shop at 5 o'clock in the morning, picked up a couple flannel shirts for $10. Now, that's a good price for $10 flannel shirts, you know, and some ammunition. They had decent prices on ammo, and that was the only thing I went in there for. Was the flannel shirts and the ammo. So that was about it. The other thing I did was local gun shop opened at I think they opened at midnight, and I was there about 2 o'clock in the morning. So some deals there, but I didn't pick up anything there. I don't need any more guns at the moment. I'm pretty good there. But anyway, it was interesting. It was interesting. But let it drop here a minute. That was my first experience with Black Friday, and the people were nuts. You know, they're pushing their little carts, and I mean, they got tunnel vision, brother. And I'm sitting there trying to get around. These people are just, you know, trying to get here and there and knocking you out of the way, and I'm just sitting there cracking up. And just shaking my head and laughing. I had my shirts in my cart and my ammo in my cart, and I just found a nice corner, and I just backed up into it and sat there for a little bit and just watched these people. I should have brought a video camera. I mean, I have my phone. I could have recorded it, but it would have been funnier on a camcorder. I should have brought one. These people just, and you know, I'm a people watcher. I love to watch people. It was just amazing. I just couldn't believe it. I cracked up. People look at me, and I'm sitting in the corner laughing at them, and I'm catching the look. You know, and just it was a blast, so it really was. But that was my first experience with Black Friday. You know, I was very nice. You know, I didn't get upset when I was in line at the register and was one away from checking out and had been in line for 20 minutes, and they shut the register down and had to move. So, hey, what can I say? That's the way it is. K4JAK, back to net control.
Hey, thanks, Dick. That's usually how it goes with me. You know, it's like you get into line and they close, or you wait 20 minutes and they close, and you know, that sounds very Gary. You know, that's about right. But I'm kind of surprised that you were out there you know, how I guess what I was trying to say, how bad were the lines? Did you have like real long lines getting into the checkouts? Did it or was it manageable, Jack?
No, they were fairly long lines. They had they had 8 checkouts. 7 of them were open, and then 1 went down. So that meant 6 of them open, and they were long lines. Like I said, I waited 20 minutes in the first line, and then probably once I got moved over and got into another line, probably another 20 minutes there. But yeah, they were pretty long lines, and the people were still they were just rude and obnoxious, and definitely not hams. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know, that says it all right there. If you had a store full of hands, it would have been a love fest, you know. It would have been great. Well, thank you, sir. I'll tell you, I was looking and I'll put one of the URLs in the text box later on about these fights that were going on, and some were pretty serious. I guess there was in Virginia. Guy got in a fight with somebody over a parking space, and he ended up getting knifed. And they have some video that I'm gonna put on the put in the text box of some guy grabbing a TV, and I don't know. It looks like he started a riot by taking this TV or something. I mean, they were just all over him, and it's crazy. And you look at these people. And there's like daggers coming out of their eyes. it's like death, you know. So it's crazy out there, I guess. So and by the way, we're going to be talking about a couple of alternatives to Black Friday, which include Buy Nothing Day and Your Welcome Day. So we'll be throwing those in a little bit. But right now, we'll move it along. And Kathy K6SUN is. Is waiting in the wings, and hello there, Kathy.
Well, good evening, Gary and Jack. It's been a long time, and Gordon. I enjoyed what everyone was talking about, but I have to say, first of all, Gary, with an English teacher in the background, and an English teacher as your backup, to come up and say ain't tonight, not proper at all. But as long as I can remember, back when I was very young, there were those people, those women or men, that would shop until they dropped on that day. You know, and I've never been one of those. I've never gone out shopping, and I would not go into a store. You know, some of the people here in Florida, South Florida, are bad enough under normal circumstances in a store. And I can only imagine what they were like Jack was saying. I've seen pictures, I'm not sure if it was Walmart, but I've seen pictures throughout the country how they fight over toys and different things, you know. So I just am not part of going out on Black Friday. And one thing I'd like to say, how could you stuff yourself on Thanksgiving Day, as stuffed as I felt, and then go out and shop until you drop? Let me drop it here for just a moment, and I'm going to tell you what I did do. I think it was on Black Friday. Gary, I shared this morning during our net, and I don't normally go out to the stores at all any longer. I do just what you're saying. I buy online. But I was in need of a printer. Now, the printer I have only prints on one side, and then I have to stick the paper back in to do on the opposite side. And, you know, it's a spare model because my good printer sort of died. So I've been looking around for a printer. Been getting all these ads from all these various places. I got one from HP. And HP offered me a deal that I could not refuse. It was a $200 printer, and I ended up getting it for $100. So on Black Friday, I ordered that printer, which has print, fax, copy. It is a fantastic printer, and it's going to be delivered Tuesday. So that's the Christmas gift to myself that I shopped on Black Friday, but from home. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Gary. Thanks for picking me up.
Well, thank you, Kathy. That's a great Christmas gift for yourself. I've got to come up with a Christmas gift for myself. Let me think now. We'll come up with some ideas here. It has something to do with the 64 Galaxy, I think. You can't buy those at Sears. But no, that's good stuff. That really is. I simply could not do this without being online. I could not do Christmas without being online. I think Steph and I were pretty much trendsetters in this regard. I think we've been buying the bulk of our stuff online for 8 or 10 years, something like that. It just made sense, you know. Yeah, and I was telling Steph, and because I did rob the cradle with this woman, And she doesn't remember those days, but I can certainly remember the days, and I was telling her how much fun it was back when, you know, all the major department stores were downtown, and not in the mall, but they had the big, you know, 8 floors of, 10 floors, 12 floors of stuff, and you know, downtown was all lit up and decorated, and it looked great. It still does. I mean, they still do that, but they don't have all the retail down there that they used to have. And how much fun it really was to do that. And I kind of described that to her, and that was kind of neat. But Black Friday, you know, you hit something that was I was going to touch on. Let me just buy a nickel. About some of these hardcore shopper ladies, and I don't want to be stereotypical, but they tend to be ladies that do this. But you know, if you go back to the traditional, or what I learned is the traditional places where you had these people that would go nuts. You know, it would be like Macy's basement in New York City, and Filene's basement in Boston. I have been to Filene's basement in Boston. I bought a coat there. I'll tell you the story of the leather jacket from Filene's sometime. It ignited. You didn't think leather could burn, but it can. while driving down Route 690 in my 71 Duster. But it's another story. But these ladies are reputed for playing hardball, and they will literally grab the stuff right out of your hands, to get their hands, you know, to get their share of the bargains. So that's the sort of person, I think, that brings out the worst in Black Friday. They all get together, and it's kind of a competition. Let me buy a nickel. So. You have to recognize what you're stepping into, and go for it. You know, but you're right. Why do you go out and stuff yourself with 10 pounds of turkey and then wade out into that? It doesn't make any sense. But Black Friday and the unofficial start of the Christmas shopping season has already begun, of course, and there are many eager shoppers across the country. Who got up early on Black Friday at the crack of dawn, even before dawn. I mean, I guess some of these stores were opening up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they're standing in lines. I know here in the article, by the way, I put an article in the text box about some of these Walmart fights, and it came from this page here from Syracuse.com where they were talking about people actually lining up huge crowds out of the Best Buy here at 4 o'clock in the morning. And they had crowds at 4 o'clock in the morning. They were lining up. Let me buy a nickel. And I'm sure that was repeated, you know, all over the country that we were seeing that. But no fights here anyway. But certainly, there was a frenzy, according to this, of stabbings and shootings and fights across the country. You know, it doesn't make sense, though. It really doesn't. When you can sit down and get on the computer and just kind of go through and say, I'll take this, I'll take that, I'll take the other thing, you know, and, you know, happy motoring. It's great. Don't need to get any bruises out of the deal. But where did all this start? I guess, you know, the meaning of Black Friday and the beginning of Black Friday. It's the biggest day of the year for retailers. Black Friday has become a popular holiday tradition in its own right, making it one of the busiest shopping days of the whole year. Have you ever wondered how the term Black Friday came into use, or why this day has become an essential part of the holiday season, and why it occurs the day after you eat yourself into a turkey coma? Well, the day's name originated in Philadelphia, where it was originally used to describe the heavy and disruptive pedestrian and vehicle traffic that would occur on the day after Thanksgiving. It usually brings massive traffic jams and overcrowded sidewalks as the downtown stores are mobbed from opening to closing. The term Black Friday began to get wider exposure around 1975. Later, an alternative explanation began to be offered that Black Friday indicates the period during which retailers are turning profit or in the black. Now, store aisles are jammed. Escalators were loaded nonstop with people. It was the first day of the Christmas shopping season. And no matter what shape your economy is in, folks are on a buying spree. You have door crashers, special events, and heavy discounts to bring people in. And as retailers begin to realize they can draw big crowds by discounting prices, Black Friday became the day to shop even better than those last-minute Christmas sales. So that's the overview on Black Friday. We'll take some more check-ins right now and see what you're doing with Black Friday. Or are you an online person? Or how about Cyber Monday? Are you holding out for that? Let's hear what you got there. We're taking check-ins right now on the Global Family Hour. I'm KC2RMO, and this is South Cars.
6, Victor, recheck.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
Yeah, we have six Victor with a recheck. It's easy for me to say. Hello there, sir, and welcome.
Well, thanks, Gary. KY6V here. I want to take you back just a step or two on talking about the word ain't. Hi, Jack. Nice to hear you aboard here tonight. You know, you got lambasted by an English teacher here, if you didn't know it, Gary, with Kathy on the mic. I want to tell you a quick story. When I was a teenager wet behind the ear, you know, I think you know that my mother was an English teacher. Taught for 50 years, everything from grammar school to college. And I came home one afternoon, Gary, and I used the word ain't, and it's the worst thing that I had ever done. The kitchen turned into a fury. I felt, after it was all over, that she had hit me, my mother, over the head with a frying pan, but she didn't actually do that. She got me so intense that I have never been able to use the word ain't since. There are occasions where I want to use that word, and if I do, I will say, if you pardon my expression, ain't it so? But by the same token, I will end this epistle by saying to you, it's in the dictionary now, Gary. KY6V, over.
It's legit. And by the way, I'm going to claim the fact that it was the medication that clouded my mind and made me lose my reason. So I'm gonna stand on that one. I ain't fooling around. But it being in the dictionary. I think we have a certain degree of legitimacy here that we can fall on. But I should know better than to even under the influence of acetaminophen I can't claim that in the presence of two English teachers, actually. So I have one to my left right here, so it's like I cannot win. But thank you, sir. We will move on to Ohio now. And Rick, hello there, VXP.
This is N1VXP, Rick, and somewhat chilly Chillicothe. It actually did get up to 51 today, so quite a bit better than 43. Of course, it's down, last I checked, was like 39, so it's dropping. It's supposed to get down to about 31 tonight. As far as Black Friday, I can go back a number of years ago when I used to do it and always had a list exactly what I wanted and only got the items and got out as fast as I could. Had another occasion one time when one store advertised a good deal. And of course, that was when stores opened at the regular time. They didn't do any super early hours. So, I take it back. I think it was 8 o'clock in the morning that they opened. And I thought that was not too bad. Got out there at 7. There was a little line. And one thing I noticed back then they'd always advertise the first 100 people that walked in got a special deal or special little prize. I notice now they don't seem to do that anymore. I think that was kind of a gimmick to get people in, but now they know they don't have to do that. They can get them as many as they want. The only thing I did notice was that there was some of the stores that did the old, I call it bait and switch. Let me drop for a second. I did not like the idea of what they considered advertising an item. You get to the store at a reasonable time, and they said, oh, that sold out yesterday, even before the sale was supposed to start. And they wouldn't honor a rain check or anything, and they just said, well, we are offering this item, which was more expensive and really didn't work out to be that great of a deal. But I've learned over the years, relatives have said, well, I don't think I really need this or that. And I've decided that gift certificates or gift cards are actually pretty well, you know, the same idea, that let the person pick up what they want. And, you know, as far as I have one relative that swore up and down he didn't want a gift card or anything like that. So I go out and purposely end up just writing a check out to him, and he was happy with that. But I just feel that Black Friday is not the day to be in the stores, just like the day after Christmas for returns. I feel that, you know, it's, you can always find the good deals around in the stores pretty well any time. You know, that Black Friday has just gotten to be, I've looked at prices and I said, wow, there's not really that much of a savings. I don't really see that great of a deal on a lot of items I'm looking for. So I know I can always check later and probably find just as good. And 1-3-XP, back to Net Control.
Well, you're right, Rick. I rarely do I see something on a Black Friday sale that's so good that, you know, it's going to compel you to get right down there. I will say, the last Black Friday sale that I saw that was really that good was also available to get online, so we didn't have to go down to the store, but it was Lowe's Home Center had a deal going on that, you know, you really couldn't say no to. I got some great stuff. I got a table saw, and this is a freestanding table saw. It's a 10-inch table saw. A shop vac, and I think that thing's about a 12-gallon or 15-gallon shop vac. I got a work platform and something else. I can't remember what. The whole deal came to under $200. And, you know, I was like, I still can't beat that one, you know, ever, anywhere. They were great. And that table saw works great. It's a plastic body on the thing, but, I mean, what the heck, for the amount of times I use it, it's fine. You cannot go wrong with it. But, yeah, I agree with you. The old bait and switch, they always used to do that, or they'd have some sort of misleading advertisement, you know, like they'd say famous name washers, you know, when you came in there it was like something from China with George Washington written on it, you know. It's like, it's your famous name right there, you know. They would have stuff like that, you know. They'd always do stuff like that. But you just cannot believe half those ads. And like Gordon when he was buying that cell phone, same thing. They always make it look great until you really get in there and look at it, and it's like, no, thank you, you know. So it's not generally what as good as they say it is, and I think it's kind of always been that way, but I think nowadays it's about 5 times, 10 times worse, that's for sure. Kathy wanted to be heard, and so we will go back now to K6SUN. Hello there, Kathy.
Well, thank you so much, Gary, once again. Well, I wasn't able to get in there before you called on. I think it was Gordon, so I put it in the text box just to pick me up after Rick. But actually, Black Friday is not really the first day of shopping. You know, this year, I think, was worse than last year. It was actually on Thanksgiving Day. They were opening stores 6 to 8 p.m., something like that. And I think that is the earliest that I've really seen it. And that is really, you know, harming some of those store employees who can't spend the time with their family. So it's getting earlier and earlier every year, just like they're putting out Christmas decorations earlier and earlier every year. But I remember seeing pictures when I lived in Michigan up there, and Rick probably will remember this, that they would be actually camped out for a week before you know, the sales actually started. They'd have little tents with, you know, little sterno heat because it was so cold, and they'd have their little stoves, and they would be, you know, just camped out. And I think I heard it this past week that somebody was camped out on the Sunday, last Sunday, to be there for, to be the first one in line. Let me drop it here for just a moment. I have just a couple more comments I want to make. I'm looking forward to see what Cyber Monday has, but may not buy anything. I got the gift that I sort of wanted, but it'll be interesting to see what's out there. Now, most of you can remember back to the Care Bears and the Cabbage Patch dolls. Do you remember that during Christmas time? People going in there and fighting other people, pulling them out of people's hands because they were a popular item. And that's still happening. Maybe happening with some of the games, and I've seen pictures of the big TVs. So think back to that time, where it used to, people would just steal things from other people, and I think that's still going on, and that's really a shame. So I wanted to make a comment to that. I went out early just once to try to get one of those Friday sales, and like he said, you got to the store and it was gone. They said they had just sold the last one, and you were out of luck, and they did not give you a rain check. So after that time, I have never gone out early in the morning to get a special. So Gary, I'll turn it back to you. Thanks once again for picking me up, and thanks for doing the net this evening.
Hey, thank you, Kathy, and of course, as always, it's my pleasure. You know, you talk about those Cabbage Patch Kids. When my daughter Sarah was about, I'm going to say she was 4 or 5, somewhere around there. I remember that was the biggest thing on the planet, and you know, you'd go to the big retailers, you know, like the Toys R Us and what have you, and they were sold out like that. You know, I mean, they had people that, you know, I don't know how you could work to, you know, and then get to the store. I mean, they had people like just that just lived at Toys R Us, and they waited for them to go on the shelf. But I was bound and determined to get her a Cabbage Patch Kid for Christmas. And you know, it finally got to be, I think it probably was somewhere around the second week in December. And you know, you'd go to all the places, and no, we're not going to have any in before Christmas. That's it. That's all there was. I made some phone calls, and they had them in a city about 45 minutes from here called Utica, home of Utica Club Beer and certain elements of organized crime. But that's another story too. They had them there. So what I had done, it was a 45-minute drive. I remember driving down there on a Saturday and, you know, standing in line for one of these cabbage patches. They had a guy that would allocate, you only had one per customer, and you could, and I got in line to give you a ticket, and you stood in line to choose a Cabbage Patch Kid. So I got my ticket, and there was a frenzy all over the place. Let me buy a nickel. And my turn came up, and I got that Cabbage Patch, and I paid an exorbitant amount of money for that thing. Not that they would do any price gouging, you know, but I got that, and Sarah was very happy about that. I don't even know if she remembers the thing today, but I can remember that. There was craziness back then, even for those things. And there's always a hot ticket toy every year. You know, there's always a toy that. What is it to say? I was just going to ask that question. Steph just asked, what is it this year? And I don't know. Maybe somebody out there does know. What's the big deal toy this year? I'll throw that out for the question this time around. If anybody knows that, let's hear about it. Or you know, do you have remembrances of standing in line for a big deal item or anything like that? Or anything else you want to throw in there is just fine. We'll take some more check-ins as we continue on the Global Family Hour. I'm KC2RMO, and this is South Cars.
Wait, my Charlie Bravo.
Recheck.
Couple of good ones right there. We'll kick it off with LCB. Hello there, George. Come on aboard.
Good evening, and Gary. And KW4, Wait, my Charlie Bravo. Sorry about being late, but that... Alabama and Auburn, what can I say? Had you standing on the end. But Black Friday, I love it, man. I went out and went shopping, never bought a thing. I just enjoy going out there and watching these people and some of the things they do to save a dollar, they think. But great day. Lord knows, swells credit cards up, and Lord forbid interest rates goes up. So mercy me. Somebody somewhere is happy. KW4, leave my Charlie Bravo.
Hey, thank you, George. You know, that's the thing. I if you look at Black Friday as a spectator sport, it's probably great. Yeah, as long as you're not trying to buy anything, it's awesome, you know. But that's the thing. So they are making a lot of money on these early. You know, get there early. You know, spend money early. Because they don't have to carry a lot of inventory, you know. They know what they need to make, and they have the stock in, and they sell it all out real fast, and you know they don't have to reorder. You know, you get down to that second week of December, you know, they blew it all out Black Friday and the week afterwards too. You know, so you're getting the leftovers. You know, if you go between say December 10th and Christmas Eve, they already made their bucks. You know, but that's the other thing too to think about. You know, when you get those after Christmas sales, they used to be really good. I can remember picking up stuff, you know, really cheap after Christmas. Nowadays, you have to wait till like the end of January to get a deal on anything. I mean, they're almost charging you full retail after Christmas. So, what's the big deal there? But you're right, you know, load up those credit cards and let it go. But if you look, George or anybody else, if you look at that link I put in about the Black Friday fighting people, there's murder in these people's eyes. I mean, they're not kidding around. That's serious business with these guys. They are not messing by any means at all. J.A.K., you were coming in there for another time around, and we'd love to have you. Jack, hello there, sir.
All right, we'll jump in there. Nothing new to add. Just say good evening to George there also. But like I said, that the best part of my experience was watching the people. The looks, the tunnel vision, the looks to kill. If looks could kill, there'd be a whole pile of people dead in these places, I'm telling you. But it just amazed me, it really did. And like I said, that was my first experience when I went out Friday. I won't do it again, But hey, I couldn't pass up $10 flannel shirts. You know, that's an unheard of price. And you don't get to wear them that often down here, so they'll probably last me till the day I die, you know. But although I have worn one the last couple of days, you know, I've had some flannel on, some long pants and all, been a little cool for me. You know, it's been below 70 degrees. You got to look for some warmth around here. It's ridiculous. But anyway, with that said, Gary, we'll give it back to you. As long as I made you chuckle, it was a good evening, K4JAK back to net.
And indeed you did, sir. You know, flannel shirts around here is a way of life. I mean, you know, you don't go, you wear them in July around here. I mean, yeah. But two for 10 on some flannel shirts. That's an excellent deal. What do you call it? The Bath Company. Two for 10. So check them out and see if you find a pattern that I'd like, and it'll be okay. We're talking about Black Friday tonight and all the associated stuff with Black Friday. You know, maybe you're not a Black Friday person. Maybe you're a person that's more in tune with Cyber Monday. Now, what is Cyber Monday, you ask? Well, Cyber Monday is that Monday following Black Friday. In which retailers have allegedly huge, specials that are available online only. That's, again, one of those things that, you kind of have to look at with a jaundiced eye, okay? I have found some terrific deals on Cyber Monday. And I've also found them to do the same thing they do on Black Friday. It's like no big deal. But Cyber Monday is a marketing term for the Monday after Thanksgiving. It was created by marketing companies to persuade people to shop online. Now the thing is that Cyber Monday has been around with us a lot longer than I thought. Apparently, it started in November 28, 2005. And it became one of the biggest shopping online shopping days of the year. It is actually gone international. That it is not just a U.S. Term. But let me buy a nickel. But it they rake in a lot of money. In 2006, online spending on Cyber Monday jumped to $608 million. Went up 21% to $733 million in 2007, went up another 15% to $846 million in 2008. In 2009, which is the last statistic I have here, it went up to $887 million, and I would assume that we're well over $1 billion right now. And let me just take a quick look here. As I do a little fast Googling. And, look at this. In 2012, retailers pulled in $1.465 billion on Cyber Monday. Pretty good deal. Okay, and you don't even have to drive to the store. It's excellent. So I'm more of a Cyber Monday type myself. Actually, all our shopping's pretty well done by now. And it seems that a lot of folks out there are online shoppers. Let me just buy a nickel. So let's take another round of check-ins. And the question this time around is if you tend to do your shopping online, other than, you know, just the convenience of being able to push the button and get your stuff, are there any other reasons why that you like to shop online? The downside, of course, with shopping online is that you can't, you know, you don't get a chance to pick up the item and look at it and shake it, and you know, although there's no physicality there. But do you see that as a downside, or are you good with it? Let's hear what you think. Another round of check-ins right now as we continue our Global Family Hour on Black Friday and all the other things that go with it. This is South Cars. I'm KC2RMO.
6, Victor, reaching.
Looks like it's just Gordon that time around, and that's just fine with me. Hello there, sir.
Hey, Gary. Thank you. KY6V here. I just wanted to touch on what George was saying first. You know, I'm one of these people, Gary, that enjoy sitting in an airport and watching people. George, on the other hand, rather goes to a Black Friday and watching people, but whatever. Same secundo, I would assume. It's a gratifying experience to watch the motivations and the characteristics of people walking around, and whether they look like daggers in their eyes or not daggers in their eyes, and so on and so forth. So I just wanted to throw that in. As far as the sign up on internet, I will say that is my preference. I don't want to go out and fight the crowd. You know, if I have to take off my shorts, get dressable for society today, like putting on a pair of shoes, it's for the birds for me, Gary. KY6V, over.
I was just thinking, you know, around here, you probably wouldn't be wearing shorts to go shopping in on Black Friday in Syracuse, New York, you know. Unless it'd be more like Blue Friday. Your legs would be blue.
I guarantee you there's some people wandering.
Yeah, Steph said, yeah, there's probably some people wandering around out there in shorts, too. But not at 29 degrees, I don't think. You know, are we still at 29? Let's see. Yep, still holding steady at 29. You can do everything, and just be comfortable. And I think most people know what they're buying. You know, it doesn't really matter whether you can pick that thing up and examine it. You already know what it is anyway. And really, if it's a question mark, you know, you get it, you look at it. It's not what I expected, just send it back. I mean, you can just get a return label and send the thing back. So it's not any real big deal. So I guess that's the I think as more and more people get used to it, I think it's got to become more and more popular. And those statistics I just cited, obviously they're spending over $1 billion on Cyber Monday. And it's no reason why this year would be any different. It's probably going to increase. You know, I think it was $1.4 billion last year. What do we go up to this time? $1.6, $1.7 billion. It's becoming really popular. And again, if Walmart's advertising a TV, you know, a 42-inch TV for $200 or something, you know, it's not that big a deal. I mean, they're not giving it away. I mean, you spend a little more, and you can just click the button and have it delivered to your door. Most places have competitive sales. I mean, if you're spending, you know, if you're spending another $30 or $40, it shouldn't kill you. And it's certainly worth not going through all that stuff, you know, so I can see the value of that. Plus, they may have it on a Cyber Monday sale, too. You never know, you know. We just buy a nickel. But with all these things going on Black Friday, the fights and the crazy stuff, there is another interesting special day celebrated on the day after Thanksgiving. It is not Black Friday, but it is called Buy Nothing Day. Now, Buy Nothing Day is an international day of protest against consumerism observed by social activists. In honor of the holiday, people take an entire day off from purchasing anything. Now, the purpose of this holiday is to make people aware of how much they consume and waste on a daily basis. Those of us who live in wealthy areas of North America, Europe, and Australia are constantly buying, consuming, and throwing away. Now, this not only wastes money, but also wastes natural resources. So, if you're tired of the commercialism of Christmas, then this special day is for you. Buy Nothing Day is a 24-hour moratorium on holiday shopping. It was created as a protest against that type of commercialism. Now, what's nice about that is it's just 24 hours, so don't buy anything for 24 hours and go back in and spend like crazy. That's what I do, I can tell you that much. You have my permission. Yeah. So there's something, though. You can kind of protest against all this by simply not buying anything on Black Friday. And whether or not you... you actively want to participate in Buy Nothing Day, or if you just do that by default, that's one way of standing up against it. But I guess you hear all this stuff about Black Friday and all the trouble that's going on in these stores now. I have heard various people expressing opinions that they should just get rid of this whole business altogether, and that retailers could cook up something different that they don't need. And really, you know, just about everybody's commented tonight that in one form or another, you know, what they're really advertising is fairly bogus. So do we really need to have them doing that? You know, are they creating, you know, in essence, their own misery and everybody else's own misery? What do you think? We'll take another round of check-ins, probably getting down towards the end of things right now. But let's take one more round of check-ins, and I'm going to ask the question, what do you think? Should they get rid of Black Friday? Let's hear your opinion. We're taking check-ins right now on the Global Family Hour. I'm KC2RMO, and this is South Cars.
Lima, Charlie Bravo.
And 6 Victor.
Sierra United November.
Nice round of check-ins right there. We'll get it going with LCB. Hello once again, George.
And thank you, Gary. Short answer there. Yeah, I think they already get rid of it. But I think, you know, it starts in the marketing. It seems like somebody wants to tell a story about this a wonderful thing they have there, and next thing you know, it's a big a market build up, and of course, you know, this product's been known for a long time there, but you know, just never could get the go ahead. So then strategies goes to marketing, and it starts doing all the groundwork for everything, and we get sucked into listening. Hey, I'm gonna give you this tonight for this one price here, and we could do this one time only. But yet the hundreds of other people that they get in that store that can't get that item there, I mean, the extra billions of dollars they're making. So, tell the people the truth once in a while. They're going to get you money. KW4 Lima, Charlie Bravo.
Hey, thank you, George. Yeah, they're going to get you one way or the other. You know, you can't. they get you in there. They're going to get a buck from you one way or the other. And yeah, I'm with you. I think they ought to get rid of it too. I think it's more trouble than it's worth. They offer nothing of any real value. If they really were giving you really great deals, you know, if it was, come on into the store. And then at whatever, when you hear the bell go off, for the next 45 minutes, everything in the store is 50% off or something like that. Okay, great, you've got something there. But not when they're going to offer you 20% off on something of which they only have, you know, five and 500 customers waiting for it. Bless you. That's a bunch of malarkey, and that's what you're seeing, and that's why these people get so whipped up. You know, that's why they're all going nuts, because they want to be, you know, one of the five people that actually gets their hands on it. But yeah, I think it's about time to maybe say goodbye to Black Friday. We'll move it along with 6 Victor. Hello there, Gordon.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. KY6V here for recheck number 4 or something like that, I guess. I agree. I think I would do away with it. Spread it out. You know, they can put out their sales programs through the years and not make things so chaotic. But George mentioned, if you've been reading the text box, that this is the day and the age of the hackers. I mean, when Black Friday comes around, these hackers come out in fold. And you got to watch what you're doing. You may want to touch on that, Gary. KY6V, over.
Well, it's a good point. And I think, again, you have to be practicing good online practices, good online buying practices. And that includes everything that you've learned through the years. You know, you don't respond to things where you have to give your complete social security number. You know, if you're buying something or if you're opening an account, they rarely would ask you something like that anyway. But even if they did, you want to make sure that the scripting on that page hides the digits except for the last 4. Things like that. You want to be very careful about how you purchase things. If you're going online with something and you're buying an item and the site looks, you know, use a well-known site, a reputable site. Amazon. Yeah, use Amazon. Use something like that. You certainly don't want to go to some offshore fishy-looking site that's going to, you know, have a fairly high probability of grabbing your credit card information. It's real easy. It's real easy for an experienced web person to put up a bogus-looking site. Have a bunch of goods advertised and take your credit card, take your money and not deliver anything and then take that site down. It's a real possibility. Let me buy a nickel. So again, it's all common sense, but if you see, I think the thing is, you know, if you see, a Galaxy 3 phone that, you know, for $59, it's not real. You know, use your head. You know, if it's too good to be true, it is. You know, if the site doesn't look secure, you know, we've all dealt enough with secure websites to know what it feels like. You know, if you don't have that little squiggly thing to verify things and what have you? You know, I would stay away from that. You know, it's like anything else. Use common sense, and you'll be fine. But yeah, you're right, George. There are more hackers online now than at any other time, and they're getting better at what they do. They're much more clever than they used to be. So, a word of wise: just like anything else, use your head. And you'll be fine. We will move along to K6SUN. Hello there, Kathy.
Well, hello once again, Mr. Gary. My decision would be, of course, to do away with it. But then what would George do for fun. He likes to people watching. He likes to go out on Black Friday and watch the people, so he wouldn't have any fun. And how about all those ladies and gentlemen who like to go out, and this gives them the perfect opportunity to fight in the stores over merchandise. So, personally, I just do not do it. I don't go to the stores on Black Friday. I don't go after Christmas. I only go when I feel I need something. But I have a question for you, Gary. You are a pet lover, and Jack is a pet lover, but I'm not sure if he's still connected. He probably isn't. But tell me, what is Mr. Cicero or Mr. Jingles going to get for Christmas? Are you going to give them something online, or you bought something in the store? But you know what I have done for years? Is give people money. And I think someone said that tonight. Not a gift card, because they may not want that gift card from that particular place. I usually gave them money. Money is universal. You can use it just about any place. So I'll turn it back to you, Gary. Thanks for doing a wonderful net. And if you want to just give everyone a reminder about morning, about the rag chew. But I'm glad that you did the net this evening. It was a lot of fun. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Gary. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Back to you, Gary, KC2RMO.
Well, thanks, Kath. As far as our two feline friends, friends are our kids, as far as they go, we like to get them a little tidbit or two for Christmas. They've got a very nice cushy bed sitting over by the one of the big windows in the house where they can look out over the yard. That was a Christmas present. But we'll probably go cat shopping sometime before Christmas. Usually we'll get them a little treat. Good stuff. I think we got them. One year we got them sardines for Christmas. So we like to give them a nice Christmas dinner. So we'll come up with something, you know, that they'll like. We always like to give them a little something special for Christmas. But you know, money for a present is terrific. You're right. You know, people can just get what they want. You know, they have these pre-funded MasterCards and Visas that you can go and say, okay, I want to give somebody $100 for, you know, and you'll have this $100 card, you know, that you can give them. So it lets them just, you know, use it just like a regular card, but it's for a limited amount. So if you don't want to give a check or you don't want to put a $100 bill in that envelope, you can give them a plastic card and it's pre-funded at that $100 level. So that's another good way too. But I think that's a great idea. You can't go wrong with it. It's always welcome, you know. And that way you just put it in your wallet and you're walking around. You say, oh, hey, you know, I like that. I'm going to get it, and you know, write a little thank you note to Kathy because you used the money that she gave, you know, to buy it with. So it's a great idea. You know, while the critics of Black Friday charge the buy nothing day simply causes participants to buy the next day, which is what we were talking about, or rather the critics of buy nothing day, I should say, that causes them to buy the next day. It isn't just about changing your habits for a day, but about starting a lasting lifestyle commitment to consuming less and producing less waste, which is always good. But if I'm typical of anybody, I'm just going to go out and I'm just going to spend the next day too, the way I am anyway. But there is something along with Black Friday and Buy Nothing Day. That's called Your Welcome Day. Now, this very special day comes the day after Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving, we say thanks for what we have, so it only seems natural that your welcome immediately follows a thank you. Participating in this day can happen anywhere that you are and anywhere that you go. Just speak a profusion of thank yous for even the slightest of reasons. When you say thank you, make sure that it's sincere. It'll go a very long way, and that's a great idea. So I think a lot of times that's those are two words that that don't get said enough. That's for sure. And I'm going to say thank you for letting me host this net tonight. It has been great. It has been a fun topic and one that's always interesting. There's always something crazy going on Black Friday, and this time around was no exception. So that was pretty good. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to say last call.
This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Gary, I think you timed out, but I think you came back just as I was beginning to speak. So I'll turn it back over to you. You asked for any final check-ins, and then you went off. So back to you, Gary.
Yeah, started filibustering, and I just saw it go up on the timer. So all I was saying that was simply this, that if you have any last check-ins, if you want to make last comments, I guess I should say, we'll take your final check-ins right now. I'm KC2RMO, and this is South Garris.
Hey, my Charlie Bravo.
And I'm laughing, Gary. 6, Victor.
And we will go with LCB and George. Hello there, George, once again.
Well, thanks, Gary, and it comes from where it needs to be, my friend, always. I think I'm going to... I watched a PBS program on this young fellow that developed this GoPro camera. And I think I'm going to acquire one and just start filming some of my travels there, and who knows, maybe after the Christmas rush is over, we've got something to say. But seems to be a very interesting piece of equipment. Strap on, strap in, strap wherever, you know, and do your hickey with it. So, not too sure about the audio, but who knows what nature might bestow on it. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo.
Hey, thank you, George. I just took a quick look at that GoPro camera, and that looks like a pretty cool little device. So it looks like it will, as they say, go anywhere. Great way to kind of, as you say, document what's going on in your life. That's pretty cool. We will look forward to your adventures with GoPro. We'll need a report on this in the future. Thanks for being there tonight. It's always great to have you along, and we will wrap things up with 6 Victor. Hello there, Gordon.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. KY6V here. Well, I just wanted to end on this note, Tiger. You know, this business of filibusters and timing out. Have you been following the news lately, Gary, where Senator Reid in the Senate is advocating doing away with the filibusters? You may have a chance yet, sir. Some other interesting stuff in the news, but I won't touch on it right now. KY6V, over.
Well, I'll tell you, and you know, Gordon, I know I've told you before. I've from time to time thought about running for office, and I don't know. It always seems I'm a little too ethical to do it. Yeah, Steph knows me better. She said, "No, you're not." But I've thought about that from time to time. You know, if I ever did get in an elected body, I always would have loved to have filibustered. You know, you know what? Because you remember Jimmy Stewart and Mr. Smith goes to Washington and he does that huge filibuster and he's reading the phone book and he's doing this and the whole thing. I just always thought that was great, you know. So, you know, I ever since then I was inspired, you know. So, I guess blame it on Jimmy Stewart. That's it's good enough for me anyway. But yeah, always wanted to do that. So No, I hope they don't get rid of the filibuster. It's it has not been the most productive thing in this Congress, but in this Congress has not been the most productive thing ever. So, so you know, let's get back to normal and let the filibuster take its normal place. Well, that's been it for tonight for our Black Friday, and let me just buy a nickel. Once again, it's been great, and I thank each and every one of you for being there. Don't forget tomorrow morning, as we go to the Sunday morning rag two, the topic will be they're going to do the safety dance tomorrow morning, and it's all about safety. So play it safe. And join us tomorrow morning on the Sunday morning rag chew right here on South Cars. It'll be worth listening. This has been South Cars, the South Coast amateur radio service. VoIPnet schedules and general information may be found on the VoIP.SouthCars.com website. Your net control for this session has been KC2RMO, saying 73. And now we're now closing this session and returning this server to normal traffic. Have a fantastic rest of the day.